Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward. Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast. This is episode 99 with myself, Trevor Cowley. As always, the Kilo G.
What's up, everybody?
Before we jump into it, you know, I'm going to make a simple request.
Okay.
I thought about this like earlier in the week. I said, next time we do a podcast, I'm gonna request something. as you guys know, we give out free information to, you know, help you guys level up in life or in business, right? Some of you guys own businesses. Some of you guys want to own businesses. Some of you work for other people and just trying to enhance your life. But if you will, make sure that you're supporting us on these various platforms, mm-hmm. right? So Instagram, you know, we get messages all the time. Oh, your content's so great. It's helped me so much. I've leveled up my business. But it's from a person that I've never seen comment on any of our videos. So there's a lot of you guys that are just kind of behind the scenes, not really engaging with us on any of the content that we're putting out. You're just basically taking the value and not trying to reciprocate, right? And give us a little bit of value back, right? There's algorithms with Instagram, this, that, the other, so that we could try to grow our page and grow our impact, right? And so make sure that you double tap that ass when we post something, right? Give us a heart or drop a comment if that video did impact you or if you felt that that message resonated with you, right? Yeah. And so it just asking for your support when we say, hey, leave a review, you know, subscribe to YouTube.
TikTok.
I guess we're on TikTok now. Kel's been razzing me forever about getting on TikTok, but you guys keep me so damn busy on Instagram for the last 2 years. Now me and Kel are tag teaming that shit. So it's definitely making things a little bit easier.
Facebook's growing. It's growing slowly. We just haven't put as much focus there. But the TikTok thing is like, it's funny, dude. It's weird. That one video, which.
Yeah, it was just a basic video and, you know, it's got 60,000 views or whatever it is that was posted yesterday. So we're going to start, you know, posting, you know, content in different areas.
Yeah.
So if you're on different platforms, just search us find us, whether it is Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, whatever your preferred platform is, or if you prefer several of them, make sure that you're checking us out on all of those platforms and just try to support the individuals that are trying to give you the information to benefit you, your business, your life, all of that good stuff. So that's my request prior to just kind of jumping in and giving you guys hopefully more good information that you could turn and use in your business to hit that next level, right? So we'll jump right into it now that I've got my request out of the way. Guys, here's the deal. What happens most often in business when you're a startup, you value every single individual that wants to do business with you. Like literally if somebody does an email intro or reaches out on Facebook or just submits their information to you know, receive a call from you, it's very exciting, right? When you're in the kind of the startup phase and you don't have a whole lot of clients, every dollar matters,
right?
And I think too often, as we get out of the startup phase and you're 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years in business and you're starting to do okay for yourself, right? You're starting to take checks and maybe live a little bit different of a lifestyle. We forget to value every single client that chooses you to work with, right? Yep. And what most often happens is you're so focused on such a great process and experience in the very beginning because you value that client so much because their money each month matters, or maybe it's a one-time service that you provide and it's helping you stay afloat in business.
Yeah.
Don't forget that on year 5. Don't forget that on year 10 or year 15.
It kind of goes to the burnout stuff that we've talked about too. Like you start kind of getting burned out and you're overwhelmed, your time spread thin, and you start resenting your customers. You start resenting your affiliates. Like, I've done this, I'm guilty of it.
Yeah.
Luckily, I've been highly aware of it, right? Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, this is last holiday season. I'm so busy. I don't want to send all my affiliates their Christmas gift and like do all my extra reach outs like I usually do. And I'm like, oh shit, dude, I'm slipping if I don't do that, right? And that's actually a chapter in my book, was like, never stop earning your customer. My customer are our affiliates, right? And then our customers are our customers too.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and I've heard Ed Milet say it too. He's like, you know, you need to really go flood yourself with gratitude for that busy, that business, because that's what you wanted so bad.
Yeah.
That's what you wanted in the beginning stages.
It's crazy.
You wanted, remember when you weren't busy, right?
Yeah, it's
and
crazy.
So, and so I think it's normal. I think we get to that point and it's a little bit about, you know, we're starting to feel burned out. We're being spread too thin, and maybe you're being a little too cheap. Maybe you're like, oh, I don't want to hire staff. I don't want to bring on more people because it's going to cut into my pocketbook. Yep. But then you start resenting your damn customers because you're spread so thin. You're like, oh my gosh, what's this guy got a problem for me today? Like, what now what, right? And so you start resenting your damn customer.
Well, I think it's because so many people are dealing with employee issues
or
there's so many different issues that an entrepreneur has to deal with on a day-to-day basis, right? It's not even week to week or month to month, it's every single day,
and it grows,
and as your business grows, the issues grow. And the whole point of this show today is to maybe try to minimize issues as your business is growing so that it doesn't get to the point where you do feel burned out and you know, you have that resentment or you want to quit and give up or walk away or whatever it is, right? Yeah. And so I think at first we focus a lot on fulfillment just to make sure that a customer has a great experience. And as you start growing, you never go back and revisit customer experience or fulfillment, right? You're just assuming, well, we're doing good now, everything's fine. Obviously, if there's money in the bank, we're doing something right.
Right.
You know, and again, we're guilty of that as well. It's always refreshing anytime that we try to make a change or an adjustment or enhance our fulfillment process when we bring people together where they could talk about any issues or any problems on whether it's how it was sold or how it was fulfilled or, you know, response times. There's so many different things that go on a day-to-day basis that you probably aren't even aware of inside your company because you don't really have a good pulse on your business anymore
you're
because
disconnected
you've
from that area.
Correct. Correct. At first you're wearing many hats, right? You are the salesperson, you are the fulfillment, you are taking care of clients because it's your business and your baby. When you're no longer forward facing and having to do the sales, having to do the fulfillment, and you're again now maybe out there just trying to chase more business or make sure
starting
that
a
business,
new project or,
yeah, or more, you know, the idea is to start a business. You're doing everything that you can to operate the business and grow the business as wear as many hats as you can. Then you find somebody, put a hat on them, find somebody, you put a hat on them, and you grow out of being in the weeds. In other words, doing the work, so to speak, so that you could do one thing, that you could focus on growing your business, pushing more traffic in your doors so that your business has the ability to level up, right? But I think sometimes when we get on the other side of things, when we have employees and we have people dealing with the operations or the day-to-day stuff, that we forget to revisit it.
Yeah.
We forget to meet with our teams. We forget to talk about issues that are going on. And what happens is you're just scaling, and then you're getting emails, texts, phone calls. Hey, this issue, this customer, that's because you scaled to a point, and you were such in growth mode, not fulfillment mode, that it is just creating more headaches or more issues long term, right?
Yeah.
And so there's this balancing act of yes, focusing on growth, but always come back and revisit the customer experience or your fulfillment process, how you could tweak it or make it better. Because there's always different things that you can do to add a little new flavor into your process or into your fulfillment that creates a better customer experience. And it doesn't have to be something large and grand.
Right.
You know, it's usually the micro things that mean a lot to somebody.
So
whether
true.
It's like the handwritten letters or whatever that we do, that was recommended to us, right?
Right.
And so that's something that we implemented, and it's just not something that a lot of people are doing. So it makes us a little bit different. If somebody hires us to do accounting or credit repair, they expect us to do their accounting and credit repair.
Yeah.
But if we send them a care package, that's maybe not expected, right?
Yeah.
And it's, and again, the accounting is the most important piece, but you're sprinkling a little something extra in there.
I mean, that's really what sets you apart in business, dude, because everybody, most businesses are actually kind of shitty, you know? So when you're willing to be like the one that sets yourself apart a little bit by doing these extra steps that actually mean something, that really don't cost you a whole lot,
that's like
a separator. But at the same time, as your business grows and evolves, the problems evolve and you get spread too thin, and you, like Trev says, taking your pulse off the business and all these different departments, you're going right down the same path that all those companies are going down, that makes them shitty, that you're not really setting yourself apart from
anymore.
Maybe
that's what made you different originally.
Yeah.
Is that you gave good service because you were the forward-facing person, dude, and the other 100%. Competitor is not forward-facing and they're not working with the client, so they're not getting as good of an experience. Because again, they're kind of above their business and they're not in the weeds anymore, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if any of you guys listen. I'm sure some of you guys listening have seen the show Undercover Boss. You know, this podcast I think pairs very well with that show. And the reason why I state that is because the CEO that's no longer, you know, dealing with day-to-day operations comes all the way down and does all the basic stuff, whether it's in the a franchise or whatever, and like, hey, here's our system. You're going to clean these toilets. You're going to do this. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's how we do this. And they're fucking terrible at it.
Yeah.
They're terrible at it. Like some of the entry-level employees are like, this dude's an idiot or this chick's an idiot or whatever it is. And they're the CEO of this large franchise or large company.
Yeah.
But they're so far removed from all the processes of fulfillment or serving a client that they don't even know what the hell they're doing anymore. But when they get down into the weeds and they're working and operating and they're on the front lines with these individuals that are, you know, working at maybe one of their franchises or whatever it is, these employees share like, I've tried to recommend this so that we could change this, and I think it would make it a little bit better of a process, or I think it would speed things up. And the CEO is sitting there taking kind of mental notes, but he's getting feedback from the individuals that are serving the customers, right?
Yeah.
And it's funny, at the very end of the show, they usually call the employees in that individual had to train with or whatever, and the CEO oftentimes says, you know what, I want you on my board.
Yeah.
Or what we're going to do is you had a great idea and we're going to implement that across all of our franchises now.
Yeah, and give you credit for it.
Exactly.
Is important.
Yeah, what they do is they give them credit or a job position or they're giving large bonuses. Hey, I bought you a car. You said you were struggling getting back forth to work. Or, you know, here's $20,000. You said that you always wanted to take a vacation. So they're always rewarding these individuals. But what that really showed me is, one, there's always issues in a business, even if you're a high-level CEO running large franchises making hundreds of millions of dollars. That business is not perfect. There's never a perfect business. So just because you're making money doesn't mean your business is right where it needs to be or that it's perfect. There's issues. There's issues. Oh, it's not whether or not there is, it's whether or not you're aware of them.
Right.
Right. And that's the main difference. But how often are you communicating with your team or anybody on the front lines that's serving your client where they can give you feedback?
Yeah.
When that individual went down into the weeds, he saw all the issues.
Yeah.
Right. Or she saw all the issues. So what they're able to do is now they have data that they can use to their advantage and make their business better. But let me ask you this. When's the last time you sat down with your team and said, what are the issues that you guys are facing? What are the problems that we need to solve as a business in order to get better?
Right.
Right. And again, usually it's one of two things. You're either in, you know, fulfillment mode and really focused on making a great experience. And then usually after that, that's gone by the wayside. Now you're in growth mode. And then you just stay in growth mode for a long period of time, but you never go back and revisit.
Or you're in explosion mode.
Yeah.
Where you're like Trev sitting in a department right now, like, holy shit, dude, we can't keep up with all the new customers and all the fulfillment that's coming in all at the same time. Because, I mean, we're a tax and accounting company, dude. So everybody wants to get their taxes done from freaking February to March and April.
Yep.
Well, this year, May. But it's like, holy shit, we're keeping up with all the new stuff and the existing stuff, you know? So it's like, overwhelming, right? And dude, I'm proud of you for making that move. Whether it was the Undercover Boss show that inspired you to do that, but you're you're sitting in there and like, holy shit, I'm on the front lines now. I'm seeing what my team's handling, and we're like a little bit understaffed, and I need to get this shit under control, right? And like, that's dude.
Yeah, all day yesterday.
Not most people are willing to do that once they get to a different level.
Right?
Especially when we got all this other stuff going on. Like, believe it or not, like this real business owners takes up a good chunk of time.
It does.
And then,
we could hire somebody and have that be like a full-time position, just making sure that people are getting communication back.
Yeah.
But we're trying to retain, that communication between me and Kel and you guys, whether it's through DMs or whether it's through, commenting back. Again, we're trying not to get so big that we forget where we came from, which is exactly what this podcast is about.
Right.
Don't get so big that you forgot where you came from. So yesterday all day, I'm just doing customer service calls all day yesterday. And it was a great experience. And it wasn't, I was frustrated at the end of the day, but it wasn't about frustration with clients or anything like that. I was frustrated with myself that I relied too much on feedback from the employees and I didn't go into the weeds myself, right? We're always like, hey, what do you guys need as support?
Yeah.
That's one thing that we're really, really great at is we communicate with the team and said, do you need more help? Do you need more support? Do we need to hire more people? And we trust, our people to give us the feedback that would ultimately help serve the customer and create a better experience. But in some cases, they don't want to tell you that they need help because maybe in their eyes, they believe it's a sign of weakness or, hey, I can't handle it. And they don't want to tell you, the owner of the business, that they're overwhelmed or they're struggling or they can't handle it. But if you create an environment, so just right before we hopped on the podcast, we had a meeting with seven or eight of our main leaders. Right. And that's one thing that I really harped on. I said, look, we're relying on you guys for feedback and data. Don't have such a big ego that you say we're good. And then, I find out that maybe the response times aren't where we want them to be. We have a 24-hour response time policy. Are we honoring that as an accounting firm? Because, that's frustration that we've seen and other business owners have seen is, accountants don't really communicate the best, right? Mm-hmm. And so response times in some cases are days, if not weeks out, when you email your CPA or your accountant asking a question and it feels like you're tracking them down. We don't think that that's fair to our clients. Mm-hmm. And so we need to make sure that some of the things that we have in place stay in place and are honored, but we also need to make sure that we're giving the support necessary so that we can have that expectation and hold the line in making sure that that is followed through on, right? 100%. And so, being on the horn yesterday, communicating with clients, that was fun. I enjoyed every second that I was able to speak with a client, but my frustration lied with myself that I maybe got a little too distant from the business. Maybe it's real business owners, in terms of the podcast and the Instagram and, some of the other business ventures that we got going on. We get pulled in a different direction when things seem that they're fine and everything's great. And everything is fine. Everything is great, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we can't improve, right?
Yeah,
people are getting communication.
Better to get on top of it now.
Exactly.
Than letting it fester.
But I jumped into the weeds. Yeah. I was on the front lines, working with clients and customers, communicating with them, and it showed me a lot, right? The curtain was pulled back, so to speak, because, again, we're always focused on what? Growth, right?
Yeah.
Like chasing new business, and that should be our job. We should be the face of the company and be out in the world getting attention on our company and have our leaders internally operate the business on a day-to-day basis, right? But we've done that for years now, and we've been in growth mode, and we've had a lot of success over the last, 2, 3, 4 years or whatever. But again, with that success, it created a situation where we were so elevated outside of, really what's going on every single day that we kind of forgot to continue to revisit that. And
sure.
So that I think was it's something kind of that like, we did today.
It's like ironic because,
It's so many things.
God,
to
whatever
think
you want
about.
To call him, yeah. he really does must like lead you down these paths as yeah. long as you, yeah. you are always intending to grow, right? Mm-hmm. Because like I read this book, Traction, and I'm like, because I'm just like, man, I think that there could be better systems and processes. I feel like there's something missing, right? So I read this book, and at the same time, Coulter is like, dude, we need more meetings. We need more meetings. And me and Trevor both are like, dude, like that's why we're putting these leaders in place, because we got these, you know, desires to maybe go focus more on RBO mm-hmm. and build that community and have like potentially events and build out some structure to do business trainings, right? And yeah. so like we're more passionate about that right now. So we think we're getting these leaders in place, but like really as the owners of the company, even if you do prime your leaders to a certain point, there really is a lot of value in meetings. There's also a lot of wasted time in meetings.
Yeah,
that's probably
I was
one of the
say that, yeah.
there's one of the biggest takeaways I had from that book is like, okay, there is a lot of power in meetings. And your leaders should have their staff meetings every week. And then you should also have your monthly issues meetings, right? Where it's like, dude, these are the issues that are coming up, so you can solve them quickly. They're effective. You don't go off on tangents. They're short meetings. But everybody knows, like, hey, we're making this issues list. We're going to solve them. And then your quarterly meetings with your real leaders, right? Whether you do it out of the office or in the office, we sit down, we figure out 90-day tasks to solve those issues so that they don't continue to happen. Because businesses are ever-evolving, man. There's always going to be, with growth, there's going to be evolution of great things and evolution of like issues, right? Yeah. And so this is like a structure where they're effective, they don't take a lot of time, and as long as you do them and you systemize and structure your meetings that way, like you're always going to find ways to grow and the issues stay subsided. Yeah. And so like, I'm like, holy shit, I see this now. That's why I pushed that meeting today, because I want to get everybody on the same page. And then I want to structure the meetings going forward to where, dude, me and Trev can go do real business owners more. We can actually do it more, because every quarter we just know we've got four meetings a year where we're going to go in there and help solve issues, mm-hmm. but we're not completely disconnected from the business.
Yeah.
Right. So there was a lot of power in that.
You know, there's two sides to every coin, right? The one side, let's say, for instance, in this situation, in this topic that we're talking about, one side is growth, and the positive side of that coin is more money for you. Hopefully, you're the type of entrepreneur or employer that when you see growth and your business is making more money, that you turn to your employees yeah. and you make sure that they see some of the benefit of that as well. That's something that we try to keep top of mind. And a lot Always. Of our goals is like, you know, how can we build a business where our employees are all making really good money? Like yeah. that's like, we think about that quite often, right? And several reasons. One, it's the right thing to do. Secondly, retention.
Yeah.
Right. So you can't really grow and scale a business if you're always just hiring new people. Mm-hmm. It's slowing the whole process down. You're training people, you maybe train somebody for a month, then they quit. Now you got to rehire. It's just taking time to go through interviews and bullshit resumes that all say that they're great learners and, you know, great at Microsoft Excel and, you know, or Word or whatever, right? Right. They all say the exact same shit. There's got to be a template or something that people are just printing off. But so you have to review all these bullshit resumes. Then you've got to call them in one by one, meet with them, whatever, whatever. This is all time that you're losing. Mm-hmm. This is all costing you money. Yeah. So wouldn't it be better just to pay your people a little bit more and save that time and money of not having that turnover, right? Right. And so that's kind of our thought process with it. So that's one side of the coin is growth equals more money, which yeah. is awesome.
Right.
But on the other side of the coin, growth means probably more issues, mm-hmm. right? And as you grow, it's almost like stress fractures, right? So maybe at a certain level, your business model works just fine, right? Let's say you're doing $500,000 a year in revenue or $1 million a year in revenue or $100,000 in revenue. It doesn't matter, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say your business has doubled over the last, you know, or over a course of 1 or 2 years or whatever it is. You're going to have different issues being a business twice the size that you were a year or 2 or 3 years ago. And right. that's just the way it is. Maybe you only deal with, 100 customers. And the way that you have a structure, it's perfect for 100 customers. There's no issues, there's no problems, but now there's 200 or 300 customers, and it's creating more issues in your business that you're not aware of, because once you got to 100 customers or whatever it is, you started phasing yourself out of being on the front lines, which you should do, right? Delegating, we made a post about that just the other day about delegating. Don't build a high stress job for yourself, right? Yeah. Tony Robbins says it best. He says either, you know, you're a business owner or you're self-employed.
Yeah.
There's really no other options outside of that. A business owner owns the business, is getting paid from a business. Self-employed means you just basically built yourself a high-paying, high-stress job, right? And so the idea is initially you are self-employed. You are building a job for yourself and you're taking on a lot, but eventually you work your way into becoming a business owner through the delegation process and trusting your team. And if you're not communicating with your team often about issues, this, that, the other, one, it's creating no structure for when you maybe are phasing out, where you do just have maybe once a month meetings with your team. At least you've created the structure for your team to follow ongoing when you're not around, right? And so that's really the idea, but you want to pop back into your business every so often and make sure that, you know, you're greasing the wheels, so to speak, so that there's no squeaky, you know, issues. I don't know where the fuck I was
continuous
going with that.
Squeaks.
Continuous squeaks, right? You got to grease the wheels, so to speak. But at the end of the day, guys, the whole point of us giving you guys information is for you to actually take it and implement it. You know, it's very difficult to be focused on, you know, multiple things at once. I'm in growth mode, but I'm also in fulfillment mode, you know, all of that. Take one thing at a time.
Yeah.
Like right now, I'm hyper focused on the fulfillment process because that's, you know, I again, being on the phones yesterday and seeing kind of where everything's at, I know that we could do better. And so it was a frustration thing. And I was frustrated with myself, again, that I got so distant from it that that I didn't even know what some of the issues were.
Yeah.
Right. And so be in growth mode, grow your business. But again, whether it's the quarterly meetings, whether it's the monthly meetings, like you're talking about, like let's come together and say, what issues are we seeing in the business and what support do you guys need, if any, in order to make sure that these issues aren't ongoing? Just don't grow so big that, again, as what Kel said, that you kind of forget about the importance of taking care of people. It's the right thing to do, and it's the right thing to do if you want to continue to scale and grow your business and make more money, right?
And it's what's going to keep you separated from all the shit out there, the competitors, the other businesses that aren't willing to do that. And like, dude, the freedom that you want as the business owner sometimes is jumping back in the fucking weeds like Trev's doing right now, fixing some shit, and then to get that freedom back that you want to go work on the other things, right? And so sometimes you got to do that.
Honestly, I'm glad that I had to do it.
Yeah.
You know, again, yesterday was a little frustrating, but again, it was not with our employees whatsoever. They're doing an amazing job. It's just the fact that I didn't know that we probably needed two more people, three more people, or whatever it is. Our goal is to make sure that we have enough staff to support each other and to make sure that the customer's needs are met. That's the most important thing for me. It's not just making sure the customer needs are met. I don't want to have to put that much pressure on one person or a team of individuals to make sure that that customer's taken care of. I want to make sure that they have all the support that they need, whether it is building out something new in our CRM to help make their life a little bit easier, whether it is hiring a new person underneath an individual to help give them the support so the turnaround times are where you want them to be, right? Yeah. But the realization that I had was like, you know what, I'm glad I had that experience because it puts me in a situation where I kind of now know, you know, what I know and I can address, I know for certain what needs to now be addressed. And so that was a blessing in disguise going through that process, you know, kind of having to deal with some of the things that I dealt with yesterday. But it was a great experience because I know that experience, that frustrating experience, put me in a situation where we can get better.
Right.
Right. And it's just a matter of having a proper perspective when your employees are talking about issues. One, are you even approachable to your employees? Right. Are you an individual that they can bring something to without you freaking out or bitching and say, yeah, you're always bitching about something. You're all, you know,
right.
Maybe there are some that do that,
right.
But maybe there's some merit to what they're talking about as well. And if you don't believe them, then get on the front lines and start servicing again, just for a minute and see what the issues really are from your perspective and validate what their statements are, or make it invalid by saying that's not true. I just did this job in X amount of time and it still can be done. Right. And so, look, guys, we're not perfect. And one thing that I want everybody to understand, a lot of the topics that we usually bring up on this podcast are issues that we're facing as well.
Yeah, we're going through it.
And people are like, oh, you guys are so smart, da, da, da. Yeah. You know.
No,
we're talking about an issue that we dealt with today.
We just got our asses kicked by that and found our way through it. Now we want to share it with you.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So, you know,
some people think we're at this much different level than them.
That we just don't have problems. Not, we got to record podcasts and have our videographers make us look cool on social media. And anybody that wants to hang out with us, I promise you, Instagram makes us look a lot cooler than we really are. I mean, we're cool fucking dudes, but Instagram, you know, Austin does a killer job at, you know, making us look pretty badass. But we appreciate all the support that we've received from all you guys up to this point and moving forward. And we're going to continue to, you know, try to phase ourselves out of, you know, day-to-day operations, mm-hmm. as Kel said, so that we can free up time to start doing other things and give back to you guys a little bit more and maybe be a little bit more hands-on.
We keep finding all these steps we got to take to get there. It's more steps than we thought.
Yeah, it was like, oh, we're making tons of money. Like, we can now walk away and everything should operate fine. You know, and it's like, and you slowly start phasing back a little bit. And then you're like, oh, there's an issue right there. Yeah. We better address that before we phase too far back. And then it's this weird yo-yo. It's like we start headed in a direction. Pull back in. Mm-hmm. And so it's a process to phase yourself out of business in terms of you doing the day-to-day operations. I mean, when I say a process, I'm talking years, right? And this is something that we've been focused on over the last year or two is, you know, building leaders that we're confident that can operate a business, a leader that has our same core values in mind, so that they're making the right decisions on the fly on a day-to-day basis, similar to what we would make. And the only way to do that is by kind of handing the reins over to somebody else. And it's almost like a student driver. You're sitting in the passenger seat with the student driver, but there's a wheel right there. And every so often you can kind of grab the wheel and say, nah, dude.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
You know, like, that's not right.
The student driver car.
And so, and then eventually they get their license to drive and it's on them, right? Yeah. So we, Coulter has the full license. You know, he's driving that company and doing an amazing job. But, you know, we have other businesses that, you know, people still have driving permits at this point, and we haven't fully signed over, you know, the rights for them to operate and run and drive our business.
We're still figuring
out
the right seats for the right people on that, you know?
Exactly. But the idea is you phase yourself back just a little bit. You put somebody in charge and let them see how they're making decisions, and then you just give feedback.
Yeah.
But what you need to understand is these individuals have never operated a business, just like you never operated a business at one point. And when they first start getting into the operations role, you're going to have to be okay with them making some mistakes. Those are learning opportunities for that individual, just like you made a lot of mistakes that turned into learning opportunities for you, gave you the knowledge that you needed to ultimately get your business where you're at. Guess what? They're going to have to get that same knowledge somewhere else.
And sometimes that is going to cost you a customer or two.
It's,
you know what I mean?
It is what it is.
And
it's the nature of the beast,
you know,
right?
Especially when you're like type A and you're like, you just want it to everything to be perfect. And I can totally relate to that. It's like, you know, you just want to just rip somebody for freaking causing an issue that was their fault with a customer that caused them to leave and go somewhere else. And it's like,
but imagine if somebody was standing over you. Imagine if somebody was standing over you, ripping you every time you made a mistake when you're a brand new entrepreneur. Yeah. You know, it would get frustrating.
You got to have some patience.
You've got to have patience without a doubt. And you've got to be there for support as well. You don't just say, oh, hey, here you go, Kel, you're operating the company, and then you dip out.
Yeah.
You know, that's just not the way that it works, because then you're going to get blown up and you're going to get frustrated. Having proper expectations going into something is very important, right? Even in business, a startup, don't expect to really start killing it and making a shit ton of money till year 2, 3, 4, or 5, at least, right? Every business is going to be a little bit different. You know, whether you're an insurance business, you got to live on top of ramen. As you're building a book of business, by year 3, 4, or 5, you're able to start making a little bit of money. By year 10, you're doing really well for yourself.
I wish I could just be living on Top Ramen, bro. I keep seeing my kids eat that, and I'm like, yeah, it looks good.
It is good.
But I don't ever want to eat it, dude. It's still horrible.
Yeah, I ate plenty of that shit growing up.
I'm trying to drop some LBs right now.
What's weird is like growing up poor, I ate Top Ramen, and then like my kids got money, and they want Top Ramen. You know, I'm like, damn, I tried to make money to get out of this phase of life. And you guys still like the shitty stuff, you know? So, whatever. Whatever. You know? Yeah. So, go to Cup of Noodles. Let's phase you out of this ramen, you know? Let's get classier with it. And then we can go to the, what is it, pho or?
Pho?
Pho?
I don't know. I've heard the argument. It's not pho, P-H-O. It's pho.
What is it, Austin? You got to know. You're smart, dude. Pho?
I call like it pho, and like somebody said, and actually it's pronounced pho. And I'm like, what the hell? What the?
Like, yes, pho.
Not in this language.
You, I'll call it whatever I want. However it makes sense to me, that's how I'm.
I actually haven't eaten it.
I haven't eaten it either. I just see noodles.
Someone told me they had fish head soup there. I'm like, I don't want to eat there.
Yeah. Why the hell? Yeah, like, no thanks. I'll pass. Yeah. You know, I'll hit Chick-fil-A again. You know, so you know what it is. But guys, we wanted to keep this episode pretty short and sweet. You know,
I will say one thing, though, that reminded me.
Yeah.
What did you say? You said something about customers reaching out. And well, anyway, I got a message the other day in our DMs, and this person sent us a pretty good long little message, and she was like, I was on my way to cash my kids' piggy banks in to cover freaking groceries and bills, you know? So she's like, the stuff you guys are giving us is, like, so valuable, like, as I was on my way to do that, I just heard you guys saying, you know, to take action. And so I did. Right. And so she went and got a realtor's license. She's already closed some real estate deals. I guess the story was a couple months back or something.
I read that one too. That's badass.
Like we're people sometimes send us these messages, like we're changing their lives. We're not, we're sharing with you guys as we're going, as we're growing. Yeah. But at the end of the day, like, you're the one that changes your life when you take the action. Right?
Yeah. We didn't call you and say, get another job while you're building your business. Yeah. If you're cashing your kids' piggy bank in order to buy groceries.
Yeah.
That was a decision that she came up with herself.
Right.
You know, whatever it was that we said that kind of triggered that, there still has to be action behind it.
Dude,
right?
Yeah. I'm honored to be like a part of that.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, like, we're getting direction too, guys. You know what I mean? But we're just taking action on it, and then we're sharing it with you guys. Like, that's why we have coaches, mentors. We listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
You know, so.
We are you.
Yeah.
We're the voice of you, really, is what it comes down to. And that's why people are like, oh, man, that's so great. That's fun. Yeah. It's because it resonates with you, because you know that it's true, because you're trying to operate a business as well. Yeah. And so we're all in this whole thing together, and we're all trying to figure it out, and we're all paying for coaches, or we're all listening to podcasts. We're trying to find information that we know that can enhance our life or enhance our business, whatever it is, right? And you know, the separator is just completely just taking action.
It really is. That's my request, right? Take action, man. Like, if you listen to this episode, you're like, damn, I know I need to jump back in the front lines with my people and figure a few things out. And I need to structure meetings. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just make that effort. Like, I've been sitting on this for a little while. And finally, I was like, guys, we're having a freaking meeting. I know we're busy. It's tax time, but we need to come together on some things. And like, and now we're structuring out our meeting schedule for basically the rest of the year to make sure, as we fix these issues, we keep, you know, we can have the freedom to go work on other things, but we're keeping our pulse on the company so they don't arise again.
Well,
so
we put out one fire while the other one's, you know, there's an ember over there that's about ready. The wind's going to kick up. You know, then there's another one, right? Yeah. And so constant communication, I guess, is maybe the best term for it. With your people is very important. So, and ask yourself that question and be honest with yourself. Am I being a good enough leader to call meetings and ask people to give me information that I know would serve me long term that maybe I don't want to hear today?
Yeah.
You know, because you're already dealing with so many problems. And usually that's what happens. You're growing so quick, you're dealing with issues, you're putting fires out as they come that you don't even want to hear about any more issues. Mm-hmm. Right. So at the end of the day, you can continue to put out fires over and over and over for the rest of your life and be in this mad scramble to just try to keep up. Or you can be putting out fires and then talk about issues that people are dealing with
inside your organization and start putting them out prior to them turning into a complete wildfire.
Right.
Kill the ember while it's just an ember. Pour water on it while you can, so that you don't run yourself ragged, so that you don't get to the point where you're completely burnt out and feeling like you're just dealing with issues all day. The reason why you're dealing with issues all day is because you've been focusing on growth mode for so long that you've outgrown maybe your old process or your old system, and it's just not serving you anymore.
Right.
Get with your people. Your people can give you the information that you need. Then you chew on that. You can think about it and decide whether or not you need a new CRM or a new process, maybe new employees. You know, there's going to be something that you could do in your business today that's going to take it to the next level, mm-hmm. and not immediately financially anyways,
yeah.
right? Next level in terms of customer experience, which ultimately 12 months, 24 months leads to more money mm-hmm. and less headaches
yeah.
because you're addressing it when it's still just in its infancy issue phase, right?
100%.
And so... anything else?
No, that was it, no, man. I was yeah. just kind of thinking about no, that like cool that. DM the other yeah. day. I was like, you know, it's all about just taking action, dude. And that's really what changes yeah. shit. And that's on you. Yeah. But we love being a part of it. We love sharing. We're going through it with you guys. So
I got fucking calls to make.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
why I wanted it to be a little bit yeah, short. Yeah, I gotta go get on the yeah. front lines again.
We got stuff to do.
and continue to support the staff. And again, maybe your staff is overworked right now
mm-hmm.
and you're not as overworked as they are. So again, get in there and show them that you're willing to do the same thing that they're doing every yeah, single
lead
day.
By example.
And they're going to have a lot more respect for you long term, saying like, holy cow, whenever we do need that individual, our owner, to kind of come in, they're not above, mm-hmm. you know, jumping in so and doing it. Whatever's needed to try to support the staff. And the staff is there to support the customer. So do what you can to support your staff yeah. so that you're giving them all the ammunition yeah. to have an expectation of a good customer experience.
I feel like you never know either. You never know that you've become this person.
Yeah, you
that,
don't.
That in their perception, they feel like you're this like above person to them. You don't feel yeah. like that as the owner.
No,
you might be willing to go jump yeah. in the way. They just don't know it yeah. because they view you as the boss, right?
Yeah.
That's their perception. And so just taking that action and just doing it, like, whoa, that means something to them. Mm-hmm. Now they know, oh, that's how you can become more approachable. That's how yeah. you can become more, build more relationships with your people. And so I think it's cool.
Yeah. So don't get in growth mode so much and for so long that you forget about mm-hmm. circling back to the team and creating, you know, systems and processes that can serve them
yeah.
So that you're making their life as easy as possible. And that's really what your job is to serve your employees. You know, don't ever forget that. They're not yeah. there to serve you as the owner. They're there to serve the customer.
Right.
That's whose job that they have is to serve that individual, mm-hmm. right? Your job is, or the manager or operations manager, whoever, is to make sure that you're serving your employees and you're giving them the support that they need.
Yep.
That's really what it comes down to. And if everybody has that, you're in a serving mindset, I got to serve my people, then they're going to see that. And guess what? They're going to be in a serving mindset and mm-hmm. help each other out a little bit more and serve your customer and create that experience that, one, your customer deserves, and secondly, your employees can feel good about, because they're working for a company that takes that seriously, right?
Perfectly put. So,
again, don't forget about the request at the beginning of the podcast. Guys, we appreciate the hell out of you without a doubt, but make sure that, you know, it's a two-way street. Let's show love to each other and
yep.
let's lift each other up and all evolve and get better. And again, guys, kick ass, take care, implement shit, mm-hmm. and win.
Peace.